Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brian, who is our audio producer and all-around producer and part of the Lisa Dent Show, says he credits Beyonce and that song with making slay the word that it is used today. This is 720 WGN. Camille Demir is with us. She's a computer scientist at Adobe on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. There seems to be a communication divide between boomers and zoomers. And in this article posted at the Washington Post, they talk about that word slay. Did the word when that apparently some boomers don't know what it means when somebody says in a text, "Hey, you're slaying it." Do you think that Beyonce is responsible for that word?
Great to talk to you, Lisa. I think slay's been around for a while now. I use it all the time. I hear it all the time. I think Beyonce can be credited for all the great things. So I would say yes.
That's awesome. Generation Z, the Zoomers, defined by Pew Research Center as those born between 1997 and 2012. They have their own style of communication, and they're bringing it to the workplace. And as conversations have moved online to text-driven environments, Gen Z's form of messaging is, well, it's kind of a quirky challenge because you're dealing with multi-generational people in any given workplace. And sometimes it's confusing. Sometimes it induces anxiety. Sometimes it's just good for a laugh. Camille, are you a Zoomer? Are you Gen Z?
Yes, I am Gen Z, and actually I work in a team that's mostly Gen X. I'm also in a multi-generational workplace, and I love it. So I'm happy to clarify anything that's needed here.
Fantastic. They say by 2030, Gen Z will be 30% of the total employment in Australia, France, Germany, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, and the United States. The difference between Gen Z and the rest of us is you grew up, this is your world. And a lot of boomers are like, well, what is slaying it? Well, slaying just means killing it. And I can't believe, because somebody called me an OG last week and I was telling some friends about that. And my friends were like, what's OG? Like, you don't even know what OG is? What is OG? But that's not even a word you use as a Zoomer, is it?
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me what the definition of OG was, and I couldn't really tell you. And
oh my gosh.
I think trends are moving so quickly. Like I understand the general meaning of OG, but trends are moving so quickly within each generation as well as across the generations that it is really hard to keep up. So if you're feeling like you can't keep up, to all the listeners, I'm with you, even as a Gen Zer.
Well, yeah, I thought OG was original, just meaning, you know, yeah, I was original at that or something. So that's what I took it as. Alyssa Velez is quoted in this article. She's 23. She's a media relations specialist in Chicago. She said she had to adjust to seeing periods at the end of a sentence in Slack and email messages from her colleagues. She said she got a comment from a colleague saying, good job, but the period made her second guess whether she was actually being praised. Should we not be using periods in any text messages or emails?
Well, that's a complicated question, but I definitely relate to that. When I started my position, I was also really taken aback by the periods and the really formal messaging. I think Gen Z specifically, they are looking for an underlying tone to the message all the time, whereas other generations may not. So I think it's not about stopping using periods or formal sentences, but being aware of who you're talking to and just trying to convey your emotions as best as you can based on the person you're talking to.
It's so funny because so many people just sent in a text and said, OG means original gangsta. Another person said, OG means old geezer. Everybody looks at everything differently. It is a communication divide, and especially when it comes to texting. Camille Demir is a computer scientist at Adobe. She's on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee, and that's an issue too. What does it mean if you use a smiley face? That's something a lot of boomers do, and a lot of Zoomers really don't understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. The smiley face is one that is kind of misunderstood, but no one really talks about it. A lot of Gen Z and maybe some millennials think that there is a hint of sarcasm in a smiley face, or maybe they're kind of smiling, but they don't really mean it. I actually do use the smiley face with those who I know will understand that I'm being genuine with the smile, but in certain areas, it's called slightly smiling now kind of clarify the difference between this smiley versus all the other smileys that exist. So there's definitely something there with that smiley face.
And what about the fingernails with the, you know, when somebody puts that emoji at the end of a text?
I use that all the time with my friends. It's hard to describe, but really, you're doing it, you're slaying it again. Like it's used in those kind of connotations, but I don't use that at work as much, I would say.
Somebody just said using periods in texting is called punctuation, period. They're shouting at me about it.
We've looked at emoji as punctuation. Emoji has become punctuation in certain contexts, and I think that's really interesting too.
Yeah. What about the skeleton face? I call it the skeleton face. What is that?
So that means you're dead from laughing. It's like I'm dead. And actually, I love that emoji. I use it all the time. It's the Gen Z is the only one across all generations, based on our Adobe Emoji report, that's in their top five. No other generation has that the skull emoji in their top five, but the Gen Z do.
Well, in Gen Z, you use emoji with creativity. I mean, you grew up with it. This is all you know. The rest of us are like, okay, what the heck is the skull face about? I understand it's called a deadpan look, where they put two eyes with lips in the middle and parentheses on the outside.
Yes, I think that an article mentioned this, but I think that came from TikTok.
Okay.
Which I am on, and I observed it there. But it's kind of like you're just staring at someone, and this is an emoji sequence, which we actually encourage within the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. You know, use emoji in sequences. But yeah, it's like you're stunned. You don't know what to say. Your lips are half wide open, right? So you're just staring at the person. You've sent them basically a stare, saying like, "What?" You know, you're just too stunned.
Right. Well, you know, because obviously you work with people of many ages, but you know that for people over age like 50 to go, "I'm dead," that's just not something that most people say. What are the other top emojis? You said there are five, and the skeleton head is what do you even call that? What is that? Just a skeleton.
So I think it's called a skull head.
Skull head. Okay.
You could call it a skull head. The top five is different per generation. That's illustrated in our report. The first one is the tears with joy, which I do find interesting because I think a lot of Gen Z find that emoji cringe, but that's a whole other conversation. The second one is the sobbing emoji, which again, across all generations, Gen Z is the only one who has it in their top five. The third is the red heart. That's universally accepted in most cases. The fourth is the skull head emoji, as we said. And the fifth is this emotional teary-eyed look that is used in different contexts of showing your emotion, showing that you became emotional about something. And again, that's also the only Gen Z has that in their top five.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll come back and tell us what the boomers are using, because I'm intrigued by that. Or Gen X, because there's so much to learn when it comes to communicating with each other. Camille, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your input.
Thank you so much.
Camille Demir, she's a computer scientist at Adobe. She's on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. I've got a lot to learn. You ought to see the text messages coming in.
I did not even know there was such a subcommittee. Wow.
We're going to speak with Muddy Waters' great-granddaughter next as we salute Bronzeville. But first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.